year. So I have a couple of cards that I want to read. It says, those who give of their time are truly generous. Bear with me. Once again, I didn't bring my glasses. Pam said I need to get me two pair. So, but anyway. Holy moly. Todd, could you hold this for me while I read this thing? Dear Ten for Him, thank you so much for your wonderful performance for our Christmas dinner. It made a very special evening for us, knowing that you gave up your time with your own church family, and their dinner shows the willingness and dedication to your group and your Lord and Savior. Have a wonderful Christmas and best wishes for the new year. And that's from Calvary United Methodist Church. They went over and rang for them for their dinner. If the ushers will go ahead and get ready, we're going to take the offering as soon as I read this card, all right? Okay, yeah. Thank you for your kindness. Just taking a moment to express my appreciation to all those who took the time to pray for me, send me cards, provide a meal, and call to encourage me during my recovery period. Your thoughtfulness and concern was a special blessing. I still have recovery ahead and place my full trust in God's hands that He is working all things to my good because He loves me. I also want to thank my husband Virgil for his hard work, patience, and acts of love during this trying period. Also my gratitude to Tiffany, who lovingly and gently provided help and encouragement during these many weeks. To God be the glory. I am a very blessed woman. Thanks to everyone again, Judy Taylor Martin. We're glad Judy's able to be back with us. All right. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Let's just remember what God has done for us through 2016 and what's ahead for us in 2017. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us, God. We could never repay, but your word tells us to give back, to bring to the storehouse what just a portion of what you've given us, so we're going to do that. We worship you through our tithes and offerings this morning, Lord. We're thankful for all of your blessings upon us, and we pray your blessing upon this offering, and help us, dear God, to do the right thing with it, what you would have us to do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. right, as you can see, we've got some special music this morning. This first song is going to be done by Jennifer and Briar Nunley. It's actually a Christmas song, is my understanding, right? They were supposed to sing the night that I believe all the kids were singing during Christmas season, and Briar got a little bug, and we're thankful that they didn't bring her and give it to all of us. So they're going to bless us with a Christmas song this morning. Pray for them. Bless you, buddy.
Up and asked me,
where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? Come, but then why see him more?
As I stood in amazement at this message profound, I looked down to thank her. She was nowhere around. Little girl at the mall might as well have had wings as the tears filled my eyes. Thought I heard her say,
where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? Christmas time is his birthday. Why don't we see him more?
Line to see Jesus before we meet him.
In the blink of an eye, at the sound of his trump, we'll all stand in line at his throne. Every knee shall bow down, every trump will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Where's
the line to
right, we've got another special while they're getting ready. This is Hunter and Jordan Pritt, and I'm just thankful that they took the time out from a busy schedule, no doubt from the Philadelphia 76ers, to come and play and sing for us this morning. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this, and I think Jeremy has been extremely excited when they started coming to our church at the height of these guys for their basketball team. So let's pray for them, and Lord bless them.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe and every tongue and every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. And all God's children sing our glowing glory. Hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glowing glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. So let it rise about the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Let praises echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. When all God's children sing our glowing glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. As all God's children sing our glowing glory, hallelujah, He reigns. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they've just heard. All the powers of darkness can drown out a single word. And all the powers of darkness, they tremble at what they've just heard. Cause all the powers of darkness can drown out a single word. And all God's children sing out glowing glory. Hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glowing glory. Hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glowing glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. All God's children singing glowing glory. He reigns, as all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns. And every Pharisee, You came for hypocrites, even one like me. The weight of all I've done was nailed into your head. And oh, your love bled for me.
Great job. Man, what talent. What talent. God's blessed us again with more. He just keeps on blessing. Great job. Yep. Amen. All right. We've come to that point in our service. Go ahead. Bless you, buddy. Right. Amen. 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 Right. Anybody else? We're thankful for what he's done and what he's going to do. All right. Pastor Al, you bringing the message? I'm going to ask Brian Harper, would you ask God's touch upon Al's as he brings the message?
You know, he's already, bless you, Ron, he's already started at Gold Town with the saving of a father, a husband, that mama's prayers is still ringing in his ears. Good to have you. It's 2017. The bubbly's over. The horns is over. The confetti's over. And we're into a brand new year. What's facing us? Only the Lord knows. I talked to a saint this morning. And I said, what do you think? She said, probably the same thing. I saw all those, and I didn't stay up. I went to bed. But I saw them when we was watching, Rose and I. And I'm a little weird, I guess. When I get sleepy, I go to bed. And I didn't stay up. But I looked at those faces and those people singing and singing and singing and with smiles on their faces, and I thought, are they really, really, really happy? I don't want to sound pessimistic, but 2017 is a brand new year. I'm hearing this a lot. And I'm not being critical, just want to make a point. Let's make America great again. Let's make it great again. Let's get united. Let's unite ourselves together with one another. Paul put it this way, let's forget the past. Looking to him. But I want to go to Deuteronomy. And I want you to listen to it. He gave us an order. He gave us a command. That's what I want to talk to you about. I went to see my doctor. Turn over to Deuteronomy, if you would. The 10th chapter. He examined and examined and and I told him everything that was wrong with me. Everything. I can speak to my doctor that way. He's a Christian and knows the Lord. Goes to church in Taste Valley. We share. We cry together. And I said, Doc, how about this? How about this? How about this? And he gave me a compliment. He said, it's all age. I said, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, he said, it's all age. Here I am hoping, you know, he's going to give me some answers. He said, it's old age, yeah. But overall, he said, you'll be around for a few more days. So, you know, and that's the reality. Life is uncertain. Let me pray. Father, thank you for these young men, Lord, that sung so well and blessed us. Thank you, our Father, for our mother and her daughter singing, Lord God. I thought, my, what good training. Thank you, our Father, for those that you're adding to our congregation. For that, we're grateful to you, Lord God, and then the miracle, Lord God, of Les's dad giving his heart to Jesus and wants to be baptized. We thank you, our Father. Lord, you move me out of the way, and you just help me, Father, to speak as you would have me to, in Christ's name. Amen. 10th chapter. Now, he's speaking to Israel, but I want to apply it to us, okay? I'm not going to change the word. I'm just going to use one. 12th verse says, now, Israel, now Gold Town. What does the Lord your God require of you? Fear God. Fear the Lord. Walk in all his ways. Love him and serve him with all your heart. With all your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord, his statutes, which I've commanded you this day, for thy good. The Lord always has ourselves in his loving interest, and he wants the very best for us. The very best, the very best. Yeah. Now, don't forget, fear, serve, walk, and love. And it's a command. What does he want from you in 2017? We are gone through 16, and it's been a rough year. And we're looking for better things. And I want you to listen. I'm not looking for the political parties, but I'm looking for the Lord to make a change. Yeah. At Gold Town. Yeah. Amen. This is where we pastor. This is where we labor. This is where we have our heart. And I want us. Let's start this year being faithful. He was faithful in blessing us, in saving us, in calling us, and placing us in his body. So what we need to do is be faithful until the very end. I don't want you to do it for Robbie, for Aaron, for Jimmy. I want you to do it for the Lord. And determine, now, I don't know your situation. I don't know anything about you outside of when I visit with you here or maybe in the hospital. But I'd like for us to really get concerned about getting faithful. Not just for faithful attendance, but faithful for what we can learn in the Word of God through His wonderful, wonderful teachers in our attendance to Him. David put it this way concerning, you know, and I never, never really liked church in my life until I got converted. It's my life. But David said, I was glad. When? When they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Why? It's boring. It's not to me. No, it's exciting. Folks, I don't know what the Lord's going to do, whether through a testimony, through a song, through the preached word, through the teaching of the word. I don't know what He's going to do, but I want to be here. I want to be part of that. We started here several years ago, and it was just a little bunch of Christians that determined that we were going to worship the Lord. It was cold, it was dirty when we started as far as the building, but you know what? God looked down from heaven through His faithfulness and mercy and grace. He continued to bless and bless and bless and bless. It wasn't anybody that really stepped out and said, now, I'm going to back you in the finances. It was the Lord. He's God. He's got a storehouse. He's rich. And He began to bless us, and we began to get excited. Now, I want you this year to determine to be at your post of duty. When He calls, obey Him. When He asks you to do something, make sure that you're there. A lot of people have a lot of excuses. Why? They can't make it. I don't want to have... There might be reasons. Don't forget that. There might be reasons. But I want your heart to be faithful in the house of the Lord. I enjoy being with God's people, the fellowship, the joy, the testimonies, the songs that I hear that encourage me, because I'm not going to get that kind of encouragement out on the world. They're not concerned with the ways of the Lord. They have words for us. They criticize us and they talk about us. But you know what? When I gather in the house of the Lord with the faithful of the redeemed, I set my feet under His table, and I enjoy what He has for me. I appreciate them, you see. So what we need to do in 2017, be at our post. Norman Taylor had a saying that he used a lot in revivals. It will look good in your record. He's got the record. You're not just coming to please the preachers, but you're coming because the Lord has put that in your heart and mind. So what we need to do this coming year is to plan with His grace, with the strength, you see. And the Lord is accused of a lot of things. But I'll tell you one thing. He wants you to be a faithful soldier for the Lord. I want to hear Him. I want the blessings. I want to get where God can use me. So this year, I'm asking you to become faithful to the Lord's house. Volunteer. He has an all-volunteer army. He doesn't make you do it if you don't want to. But you know what? These guys could have turned us down this morning, said, no, we're new, and we're the new kid in town, but they chose to sing, and you know what they did? They blessed us. Amen. Those that were not here did not get that blessing. Yeah. Les told me and Robbie if we would go see his dad. I'd been there, and Robbie and I went. But you know what? Through the working of the Holy Spirit, and prayer does work, because if you go see him, he'll talk about his mama. Yeah. Yeah, about all the prayers that his mother offered up on their behalf. He hasn't for, and I said, listen, prayer does work. But you know who received the blessing? Me and Robbie. And less by going, you see. Oh, I praise the Lord. I said to him, I said, now, fellas, I'm retired. I can go anytime. They told me the time we met, and we gathered with him. The second thing I want for 2017. Now, I want you to pray more and more. There's power. There's strength. There's grace in the Lord. Now, they're talking about the new president coming, that he's probably going to start a war. I don't want to go there. But I want to tell you about the greatest weapon that we can have at Gold Town. The weapon of prayer. Yeah, yeah. The effectual, fervent prayer of God's people availeth much. God still answers prayer. He never slumbers. He doesn't sleep. He never, dear heart, never, never turns you down. He don't put you on call waiting. You approach him boldly to the throne of grace. You see, I don't see the church is spending much midnight oil in prayer, in travailing, in agonizing and fear, you see. Remember this, his ears is open to our cry. Anytime, and I thought, my. It's wonderful that we have a God that's on call, that hears, that knows, and that empowers us. The third thing that I want you to do, bring the sheaves in to his house. Go out into the highways and byways and compel them. I want my house. They're going to offer excuses. They're going to close the door on you. They're going to turn you down. They're going to make fun of you. But you do it anyway. They did it to the early church, and they'll do it to you. And you know what? If you go in the name of the Lord, as the scripture says, go forth weeping. You can come back rejoicing and bringing your sheaves with you. But we've got to put some legs on our prayers. We've got to be specific and give them the word of God. We say, preacher, I just am backward. Get out of it. He'll give you holy boldness. He'll open doors. He'll give you the opportunity. Folks are dying. Folks are dying. Hell's enlarging itself. And people are dying by the millions. And we're not concerned. We're not reaching out to them. So I want you not only to be faithful to pray and to go out into the highways and byways and compel them, that my house may be full, you see. I want to see America become a greater country. We have faltered. We have failed. We have neglected. And folks, we've got to get back on the right track. You know why? Because he's coming soon. And we got to be ready. We've got to be ready. Folks, let me tell you something. We need to surrender our life. What does it require of you? The very best that you can do is what he wants. He don't want you to do what I do. He wants you to be yourself and give him the very best. That's my message for you this morning. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. And there's fear in our nation. There's troubles, problems. But God doesn't change. And I want to do something this morning. I was thinking about it coming to church, and I said, I need to do it. So I'm going to call Aaron, Robbie, and Jimmy. I didn't see Jimmy here. I want them all come up front here, if they would. Right now, quickly, please. All four of you. Jimmy not here?
He's preaching at
Andyville. Okay. Turn around. This is Aaron Jones. This is Rob Bumpus. And this is Al Mendez. And then just think. There's Jim Castle over here. And he's the tallest one. Yeah. But these are your pastors. Now I want the trustees to come. And I want all three of us to kneel down, and I want you to get acquainted with the trustees. This is Tim Gibson, Mr. Cunningham, Mr. Wolf, and Mr. Cranfield. Frank, Mike, Tim, and Tim. Those are your trustees. And I want to get down here and I want us to kneel down and I want these men behind us to pray. I want us to have a good, successful year at Gold Town. Not just in number, but in souls being saved. In preaching the word as God would have us to. And to be fervent in spirit, being obedient. Now, let me tell you something. There's obstacles. There's hindrances. There's problems for all of us. We're all human. But I want you to know we desire your prayers for our life. Would you turn around, fellas, and let's kneel? They can play softly if they want to. And we're going to have these men to pray for us. something. Jimmy's not here. If not, it'll be all right. Let's sing a verse.
Let's all stand and turn to 148.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Us, the road you travel, harbor danger yet unknown. Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on His name you call. He is always there. Walking by our side, in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you.